You're listening to a Sin podcast. You can listen to this show live by tuning your radio to 90.7 or online at sin.org.au.
We at Represent would like to acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land on which Sin operates, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sin Media respectfully acknowledges their ancestors and elders, past, present, and emerging. We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians and their ancestors of the lands and waters across Australia where our content reaches. Sovereignty has never been ceded, it always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Kids should go to school. That's what we're committed to.
What do we want? What do we want? When do we want it now?
I haven't flip-flopped. I said no originally, then I said yes, then I have said no and I've stuck to it.
I didn't need to do this. I've already done a lot of wall for the election.
The English fought a civil war over this matter.
Don't deal with the nuance of the Canberra bubble.
I don't know what to do with it. We have so much money.
What we want is more learning in schools and less activism in schools.
Issues that perhaps may be controversial today, but 30 years from now, your children, your grandchildren are going to be thankful that you stood up for what was right.
Represent.
Represent.
Represent. You're listening to Represent. You're listening to Represent. No more dead air for
us. What dead air? I didn't hear anything.
No dead air. Exactly.
Yeah. So alive.
We're perfect broadcasters at this perfect radio station.
I pass.
So true.
Yes, we're back, and this week it me. Freddie, Bridie, and Declan.
Who's me?
Everyone knows who me is. No, I know who me is.
I know who me is.
I know who me is.
I don't think there's any other. No, there'd be no other feminine sounding voices.
Me is Freddie, but you is Naya. So.
I feel like this is going to be a rabbit hole that we spend 10 minutes in.
Maybe we should just redo this intro. Can we just read the acknowledgement again and play
You're listening to Represent. Ooh!
No.
Restrain yourself.
Does anyone get notified if I press that?
I don't think so. I think it's just dead air for 10 seconds.
It stuffs off Chazler
for Of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
I got told that very aggressively.
You want to press the dumb?
I know. I'm so glad it's not red.
If you press it,
Because if it was red and said dump on it, I'm like,
if you press it, I'm going to launch out Jazzler Gate when Naya stuffed up Jazzler for a whole day.
Well, there's not that much more on today.
That's true. That's true.
When we do our 24-hour broadcast of the US election.
The Representathon.
Hang on, 24 hours.
Yeah, I'll go for 24 hours. That sounds great.
That's the first amount of hours that came into my head.
Bridie, you're a part-time student. You can manage it.
I'm not. I'm a two-and-a-half-time student.
Two-and-a-half-time.
Sorry, what? You can be a two.
Were you not
half?
Listening for the last like 20
half
minutes
credit,
that Bridie and I were talking about this?
Subjects.
Right.
Don't even go there. They suck. And I hate them.
Well, speaking of half credit subjects, how's your week been?
What does that have to do with the week?
You might have been doing your half credit subject.
Actually, not this
Bridie
week.
Bridie understands.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have it on Fridays. Anyway, it's just an ensemble that I'm crediting because I got put in two, but one of them has to be a hurdle. And I can credit the other one, but it's only a half credit. It's really annoying.
Melbourne Uni things.
Yeah, music things more than Melbourne Uni, I think.
No, it's always Melbourne Uni's fault.
Okay.
RMIT supremacy.
That's fair. No, I've had an all right week. I had a concert on the weekend that Freddie went to. Yay!
I was there.
Good job, Freddie.
Bridie had a solo, which was so exciting. She walked off stage, and I thought she was going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you thought that I was going to the bathroom.
And I was like, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to do that, so
yes,
that's really
correct.
Embarrassing. But then you started, like, playing, and I'm like, solo? And I didn't know that. I didn't know what principal player meant, and now I know that means you get a solo.
No, it doesn't always.
Oh, okay, well, I know that sometimes it means you do,
correct.
And now
it means that
I know
if
that.
There is a solo, you get it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's really cool. So, Bridie played very well.
Oh, thanks.
So, good work.
Oh, thanks for coming. You're doing better than I are on the coming to Bridie's concert.
Yes.
I've been to one last year, I've been to one this year.
You've done your yearly quota.
I've done my yearly quota.
And he didn't fall asleep.
I didn't.
I was wondering when we'd get to that.
Yeah, I fell asleep in last year's concert that I went to, but I have my defense, which I'm pretty sure I defended myself on air about
multiple
that.
Multiple times, I think.
Multiple times, but I had a big day. and I had a little snooze during the slow section. I think it was justified, and Brady's bandmates also think it was justified.
They think both sides are justified. They think I'm allowed to make fun of you.
But the important part is that I am also justified.
Yes, as well as you being justified. So, anyway. Yeah,
but it was very good. She played very well.
Thanks. Yeah, it was funny. I had to warn, my family, be like, I'm not, about to throw up or something, I'm meant to be going off. Chill.
Oh, yes.
It would have been nice if you warned me about that, because I was just very confused.
Yeah, well, I thought your reaction would be funny.
That's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was good. And then I've had some more rehearsals at uni. I had my academic advising meeting. It hasn't been a super exciting week. But, yeah, I had my brother's concert.
Oh, that's nice.
At his school, he played a whole song. He played a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, the name of which escapes me. Guitar.
The guitar.
Yeah, like Bill and Ted. Have you guys seen that movie?
I have seen that movie, yes.
That's a movie I've seen. That's a movie I liked.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Who directed it?
I don't know.
Oh, God, that's a good question. I've only seen the first one.
What was it called again?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Who can type faster? I think it's me, because the director is Stephen Herrick.
Do you know any other films he's directed?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I've never heard of
him.
He's directed, what are these movies? Critters?
I don't know what that
1986?
Is. 1986? Oh, okay, that's why.
The Three Musketeers, 1993?
Oh, I feel like that's a more reasonable one.
The Mighty Ducks?
Oh,
101
okay.
Dalmatians?
Yeah, I was about to jump in with that.
Why weren't these movies at the top of his list?
They're not even in order of year. Oh, there's Dolly Parton's Christmas Carols. Oh, Christmas of Many Colours, Circle of Love.
Don't tell Mum the
Yet
babysitter's
again, we've become
dead.
A film show.
Yeah, well, this isn't even my fault this time.
No, I know. So. It's a phenomenon.
We should keep it moving before we talk about Oppenheimer again. Yeah. Declan, how was your week?
Yeah, my week has been good, thanks. I've had my course, my screen media course, and then I had school, which was good because I was finishing up for the term.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
How was your first term of the year?
Yeah, it was good. It was stressful because all the work and sacks, but that's all right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's good. Yeah. That's exciting.
Are you excited to be nearly done?
Yeah, I am very excited. Mm. Count down the days.
Oh, really? Yeah, how many days are left?
I don't know. A lot.
Oh.
I just say that day when I'm like, I'll count down the days.
Too many days. That's
I'm
what counts.
I'm with you. I only started counting down from, I think, when I got to 100 and then forgot and then got to about 50 and went, oh, my goodness. Would you do a countdown?
Yeah,
you should. If you did... Would you do it from the day you stop having to go to school or your final exam or your graduation?
Exam.
Yeah, final exam.
Maybe exam, yeah.
Final exam, I reckon.
Oh, no, graduation was after exams.
It was for me as well, yeah.
Claim. We had something before
valedictory
exams.
Fake news. Before our exams.
Well, our valedictory and graduation were the same thing.
Yes, okay. Our graduation is presentation night.
What?
Which means everybody...
Oh,
did their thing, and we all wore black and had our gold
very
sashes.
Fancy.
Oh, what?
Wow.
I wore...
Well, I didn't have to wear a uniform because I was in the orchestra.
That I'd seen Annabelle Crabb wear in a television show.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. The sort of A-line thing, yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit nerdy.
That's nice, though.
It was pretty.
As long as it didn't say, Annabelle Crabb wore this on the dress, I think it's fine.
No, but I think everyone I spoke to knew by the end of it.
Is it because you told them?
No! She's just got a lot more fans now. I'm like, you should watch this. You should watch this.
How was your week, Naya? Did you watch anything from Annabelle Crabb this week? Read anything?
No, I did listen to an episode of Chat 10, which was nice. Actually, I listened to the first 5 minutes and then went... No, last week was better because I had read the stuff that they'd talked about. And so now I've got to read a couple of things before I go into this one.
Really? Do you do that?
I
you
didn't, but I
stuff?
There's a couple of things that I'd like to read first because it was the weirdest thing hearing them talk about stuff that I'd read. And I was like, I love this. This is amazing. It was so cool. I felt like
true.
I was part of the conversation.
Yeah, most of the time I haven't seen I don't listen to it regularly anymore. But, yeah, most of the time I haven't read it.
Yeah.
or seen it or whatever.
But I did a lot of cooking. As usual, I feel like every week I come on and say I've been cooking.
I saw that on your story, yeah.
I made a second one.
Very exciting.
And the second loaf, yeah.
Of bread.
Oh. Sourdough. It's the,
you have to bring some in for us to actually eat one time.
You can try some of the starter.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to drink it.
I did almost bring...
Oh, is it actually liquid?
This loaf. Like how cute is this?
Glop.
It is baked and it has hearts on it.
So that's so sweet. That's so nice.
I was very proud of that one.
Is.
And it rose. Actually, it didn't rise as much as the last one, but it was bigger, like rounder. I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah.
It looks great.
The other one tasted good, according
What's
to my family
inside
members.
The crumb like?
Well, I don't know with that one,
no, you haven't got it
but the other one smells amazing. And I find my early loaves are always better toasted, but then they get a little bit lighter and fluffier as the little starters grow.
Oh, okay.
And think and...
Nice.
Cool. Well, yes, Naya has given me a starter, so I'm going to become a sourdough girly.
Yeah,
I love
you are.
Sourdough, but I've never made a starter or... it's a bit daunting.
I've never tried
it's a
either.
Little bit,
I don't
know, because it's just like, I could just use flour and
I feel
yeast.
Like
I could just go buy it.
It's a bit like starting like too. A kombucha SCOBY. I've
never
heard it can
that.
Be a similar.
A
oh, yeah, my auntie actually
what?
Made that.
They're yeah.
Like she put it in the garage for it to.
Yeah,
do
and it's a similar
it
thing. You like, you feed it
yeah.
and. You feed it.
No.
I realize we're having two separate conversations on the radio.
Sorry,
it's probably
yours.
Not very productive. No, no, no. You have yours.
Oh, well, you can turn one set of mics off and
just turn our mics
bye.
Off. We'll just chat.
Right, I'll just have our own show in the corner over here.
How was your week, Freddie?
No, it was pretty chill. Haven't been working, which is nice.
What's it like not having to wake up early every day?
At first, it was weird.
Yeah,
because
you have the ABC, and then before that, Aldi.
It was weird. I'm getting used to it still.
Did you still wake up at the time?
I tried to, but I wasn't succeeding because I'm like, I have no reason I need to be up. So
no,
I just kind
of
slept.
Out of habit.
Out of like, was I?
Yeah.
At first, I was.
Oh.
Even though my alarm wasn't like set that early, I wasn't waking up at 5 a.m. But yeah, it was good. Then I had like little work withdrawals because I was like, what am I doing with my time? And then I'm like, no, this is great. I don't want to go back to work now.
Yeah.
But it's been pretty chill. I've had to look at my calendar. I had my mate's 21st last week. Did karaoke last week. That was exciting. Yeah.
I know we've had this conversation before, but what's your karaoke song of choice?
Last week it was I'm Just Ken because they had it on the system. It was so good.
Strong choice.
And then this morning, me and my mate went to a cafe that our friend works at, and we didn't tell him. We were just like, and we were walking in, and we were like, it'd be so weird if he actually wasn't working today. And
it'd be funny.
Yeah, and like, we've just come here for no reason. And then we walk through the door, he's just standing there. And we're like, well, that's good. And
my parents
he
did
made
that
my
to
coffee.
My brother as well.
Really?
They went to the pizza place that he works at.
Yeah.
I did that to my friend on her second shift because she didn't disclose her first one.
Oh.
And then she came to school going, I had my first shift. And then I was like, oh, when's your next shift? Yeah. And she was like, oh, Thursday night. And so I dragged all of my family along.
You're such
That's
a supportive
funny.
Friend.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
It's commitment.
I know. I was more committed to her than I am to seeing Bridie's shows.
Yeah, you are.
Bad.
I'm out here running circles around Naya at the moment.
Yeah,
you are.
Anyway. Yeah, I've got a lot
of
shows coming up.
You've got like a million billion shows.
I know, I'm very busy, Freddie.
When's your next one?
You've got
a couple next month, don't you?
17th, 18th, 17th. 14th.
I reckon. You were so close, Naya, but so,
Friday,
so
though?
Far.
Nah,
Sunday. It's a Sunday. Right, then there's one
I've
on a Thursday.
1, 2, 3, 4. The
18th. Five, Thursday six, is seven, the 18th.
Eight, nine. I've got 9 shows coming up.
All right. Can you send me every single one of them?
I actually can because they're right here.
And except for the ones in April, I will try and attend.
Can you
the
send
rest
them to me
them.
As well? I need to make sure Naya doesn't beat me.
I need to win.
This
nice
actually
try.
Is going to be very good for the classical music
maybe
world.
Maybe we can actually just like go to them together, Naya, instead of just like, is it I'm just sitting next to random people I don't know?
I'd look across the aisle and be like, who's that guy
family,
sleeping?
Well, I don't like...
Probably Freddie.
I don't have like your dad or your mum's numbers. So I can't text like you're going to Bray's show on the weekends.
I do.
I just run into them in the intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Bridie plays very well. So, yeah, get down, Naya. You're not being very supportive right now.
Oh, I know. And Bridie's so supportive of me, so I'm letting
Yeah, we went all the way to
Eltham. Went to Eltham for your Much Ado. That's great.
No.
We've got another show coming
up.
Yeah,
what's...
Naya? I do have the Fire Raisers in Upper Fern Tree Gully and
The
Little
Fern
Mermaid.
Oh, wow.
Are you a performer?
In Warrandyke.
Are you
it's
a performer?
Better than Lower Fern Tree Gully.
I am.
Oh.
So exciting.
Picture perfect.
Oh! I am. Okay. Well,
wait, you're doing this like a big show.
I know. Right? No, I know. Like this Brian. Is why sometimes I understand why people start filming their radio shows. I feel like there's the bits missing. Anyway, let's go to a song and then we'll get the news from Declan. This is City of Fever. No, it's... Yes, it is. Okay, sorry. City of Fever by 3K. You're listening to Sin.
This is your news hit. I'm Declan Evans from the newsroom. Chris Minns marks 1 year this week as New South Wales Premier, as sparking discussions about election promises that have been kept and broken. Australia's housing crisis has become a political battle that could have major implications for the next federal election. The United States election is a major influence on Australian politics as the potential for a second Trump term looms. We will hear more throughout the year from Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, who had just returned from her honeymoon. Sally Karp is stepping down as Mayor of Melbourne and will not contest for next election in October after 6 years in the position, taking the state through COVID-19.
I've absolutely loved being the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. It's an honour and a privilege.
Jeremy Rockliffe has been elected for another term as Tasmanian's Premier, as Tasmania continues to be the only state with a Liberal Premier. New NDIS task force to investigate providers overcharging disability participants, and Kate Middleton released a video revealing her cancer diagnosis and has received an outpouring of support for the public.
We're back. You're listening to Represent on Sin. I'll give you the name of that song in a moment.
It was a good song. That's all I know.
Good song.
It was
great.
Getting jiggy with it up here in the studio.
Oh my God, I haven't heard anyone say that for a while.
Doing a little dance, you know. It was a good song. I feel like I didn't hear any lyrics. I feel like it was very jazzy, you know, like jazz law.
Yes.
Exit down the bottom.
Oh, that one.
Wait, doesn't that just close jazz law?
Oh, yes, oh, no. It was okay, Pon Pon by.
No, I thought it just closed to jazz law. Yeah, that's a good one. One of my favorites from that artist.
You sound like Casper, except Casper actually knows the songs.
Well, I was dancing to the song, so I feel like that makes up for it. So.
Speaking of dancing, who's dancing in Tasmania?
Dancing for Joy.
I don't know. I'm not there. Why would I know who's dancing in Tasmania?
One of them's
going to
be happy.
So Tassie, crazy, am I right? No, so as Declan mentioned in his news hits, Jeremy Rockliffe was kind of elected to another term of PM of Tassie, but it's a lot more complicated. PM of Tassie. My brain's all over the place now because you're like, who's dancing in Tassie? And I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, PM in Tassie. Anyway, all right. Back on track. Anyway, Tasmanians were at the polls on Saturday. That's the important part. It was an early election called last month, 18 months earlier than expected.
Yes, now this is your bread and butter, Naya. The double dissolution.
Yeah.
Was it? A double dissolution, officially?
No, so I don't think it was a double dissolution. There were negotiations. This is the context. Right? So, essentially, the COVID Premier, Peter Gutwin, I hope I pronounced that right. I think I did. Thank you. Resigned in 2022 because he was exhausted like every other COVID Premier. Fair enough. This is where Jeremy Rockliffe stepped in. You look like you're about to say something.
I was about to say something. How come everyone else doesn't get to quit their jobs that they had during COVID?
I know.
We're all tired,
I didn't have
too.
A job during
Except
COVID.
I did that.
I didn't have a job.
I got a job at the end of COVID, so it doesn't really count. But there are many people who are working the same jobs as they were.
Us unemployed people during COVID were really suffering.
Yeah, we freeloaders.
I wish I could have just dropped out of school during COVID because I was exhausted.
Same I do too.
But don't do it. But then last year, MPs Laura Alexander and John Tucker resigned and became crossbenchers over the proposed AFL stadium.
Did you do a segment on this?
I did, yes. Film, we talked about it a fair bit last year. Yeah. So this took the Libs into a minority government, the last Liberal Party government in Australia became a minority. So Rockliffe tried to negotiate with these two MPs for guaranteed support of whatever the Liberal Party tried to do. Those talks broke down last month, which is why the early election, was called. So there we go. That's the context. So this election had a bit of a change for Tassie as well. There was an increase in the amount of members that would be elected. So it was an increase from 5 to 7 representatives being elected from each of the 5 districts, bringing the seats in the lower house from 25 to 35.
Where'd they get the new seats from?
Office Works.
Like distribution?
Tassie's a bit weird, right? So they have 5 districts in there.
If you're listening and you're from Tassie, we do like you.
Well, no, it is a bit weird because they are the only... I don't think anyone can... Oh, they can online. But Tassie is a bit weird. They can... Can they?
Are you sure? Speak?
They don't have internet there, do they?
I think they can speak.
They can speak. So their like election system's a little bit weird. So they have 5 districts for all of Tassie. And they elect multiple members from each of those districts.
Oh, this is like somewhere else.
In Australia? I'm pretty sure this is like the only state that does it like this.
I remember us talking about something about this, and now I can't remember where it was. Anyway. It will come to me.
You'll get it eventually. So, Tassie votes a bit differently from the rest of Australia. Their ballots are also very different. So they vote very similarly to how we vote for the federal Senate, but without above-the-line voting.
Oh, okay.
So there's on the ballot, there's anywhere from 31 to 36 candidates on the ballot, and you have to number off at least 7 of them. I know Naya would be a big fan of that.
Can I number all the way to 36?
You can. You can number every single one, but you have to number at least 7.
I think she just fainted a little bit with excitement.
So they're the,
I'm moving, bye.
They're the only state in Australia to do this kind of lower house voting, which is so cool, I feel like. Maybe Naya will move to Tassie. So Keila... she can panel from Tassie.
Yeah,
just have really
you can be
long arms.
You can be the first person. You can bring radio to Tasmania. I don't think they have that down there.
Yeah, they probably don't.
So, key issues at the election were environment, housing, cost of living, shocker, healthcare, and of course the AFL stadium, which is how the Libs got thrown into a minority government. Now, of course, the AFL team, the Tassie Devils, was launched. I think it was last week or the week before, and you can sign up to be a member on their website for a very little cost. It's very interesting, but I just want to read out their perks because I think it's very funny. Oh, did you want to have a question?
Okay.
Their perks are very funny. So for the price on the membership, you get a digital membership card. You get a sticker.
Cool.
There's 3
stickers
to choose from, but you only get 1. They're not actually here. They're not on the page.
I love stickers.
There we go. Naya's got them.
They're kind of ugly.
Yeah. Additionally, you will receive exclusive member communication about how you can actually become a real member. So you're not actually...
So this is not a real...
This is just signing up to like an email newsletter. But
AFL memberships are quite...
Yeah, but this one's like in the like double digits in terms of dollars. Like it's like an honorary thing. But this is my favorite perk out of all of them. Yeah, Naya's just seen it. This is my favorite perk. I'm going to read this from the website directly. Most importantly, as a founding member, your name will be represented in our training administration home forever. We are not exactly sure how we will do that yet. But we can guarantee your name will always be there.
Oh, for the rest of time.
That really sold me.
For the rest of time.
And this is for an AFL team that could literally bust at any moment if they don't build this stadium. So anyway, that's a little sidebar, but I just thought that was so funny. So the initial polling at the election showed that the most likely scenario was a minority Liberal government, which is basically where Tasmania was anyway.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, that was a bit interesting. So the voting came and went on Saturday, and basically exactly what happened to the polling happened. So the counts began, and there was a 12% swing against the Liberal Party, but Labour didn't capture most of that 12%. Labour captured only 1%.
Interesting.
The other 6.7%, the majority of it, was captured by the Jackie Lambie Network. Yeah, this is their first ever state election that they've run in.
She would be extremely popular down there. She's very vocal. She knows exactly what she believes in, and she often does polls, you know, to the community.
Definitely.
And it says, you know, this isn't about my views, this is about your views, which way should I vote on this?
Yeah, so it's...
I'm actually not that surprised.
Yeah, it's a really interesting move, and I feel like because Tassie is also, because of their voting system, it's really easy for independent parties to break into sort of the system. So I feel like, one, it's a really good state to start in, if this is how they want to build up their network.
Get their fingers in the pie.
Yeah, exactly. So Lambie's candidates was mostly made off of people that were relatively unknown in politics. Most of them were small business owners, veterans, or figures in the law. There was also a British mayor, which is a bizarre choice. So yeah, Jackie Lambie caught 6.7% of the 12% swing against the Liberal Party. Other independents caught 3%. The Greens caught 1.1%. Labour came in at a meagre 1%.
I would have thought the Greens would have gotten more after what we'd seen in Queensland.
That's what I would have thought, but they actually did double their seats in the end. So they went from 2 to, I believe it's 4 now,
That would be a doubling.
Counting isn't over yet, but yeah, that is a doubling. So this happened, and then Saturday night came. The counting isn't actually finished, but Saturday night there were some very interesting speeches. So Jeremy Rockliffe gave a victory speech, even though he hadn't won. He didn't win. This wasn't a speech saying he was on the right track, not a speech saying he was going to try and form a minority. This was a speech essentially declaring that the Liberals had won.
Okay, interesting.
Which is really bizarre. And at this stage, the Liberals only had 12 seats, with 11 still up in the air. Labour had 10 when he gave that speech.
Okay.
Which was just really bizarre. Nobody in the media was even predicting that a Liberal majority was, like, the most remote possibility. There was no way it was happening, basically. And, according to ABC Tasmanian political reporter Andrew Langenberg, many journalists thought he had accidentally read the 2021 election results before giving that speech.
Oh my God.
Which is hilarious. So he just stood up and was like, "We've won." If you watch the speech, I watched it, it's hilarious. He literally gets up and says, "A successful fourth term for the Liberal Party."
Oh my God.
So it was hilarious. It is also the worst result for a Tasmanian Liberal Party in over a decade. So that's a victory, according to him, which is hilarious.
That is crazy.
How stupid is that? So, yeah, by the way, I did say there were 12, Liberals only had 12 seats when he gave that speech. You need 18 to form government. Labour had 10, he had 12. There were 11 still up in the air, and he gave a victory speech.
Oh, my God.
Which is hilarious.
What? This is blowing my little mind.
So is this some, like, election hack where you just claim victory first and you suddenly win?
It's a little bit Trump style.
Oh, no, very much so. But... it's bizarre. It just, like, watch the speech if you get the time. It's the weirdest thing ever, especially if you know the context. But the Labour leader, Rebecca White, also gave a speech. It wasn't a victory speech.
No, I did. I read this one.
Yeah, but they also didn't concede defeat, even though many were predicting they weren't going to claim more than the 10 seats they already had. Instead, many read the Labour speech as a pitch to the crossbenchers to form a minority government with them, which seemed like a bit of a remote possibility. Many were sort of questioning why Rebecca White didn't just concede. Even though I still feel like there was a chance, but it's a very remote chance, you know? It was interesting. Bridie, you've got like a face there. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, I always have thought it's a bit weird that you concede and that's what decides. It's not really so much here, but in America.
In America,
like, if you concede, you've just lost.
Exactly.
Like, that really is super strange.
Yeah.
I mean, I can kind of understand her being like, oh, maybe we could form a little teeny government with the independents.
Because there was the possibility that could happen, but also at that time, if she wanted to do that, they had to get every crossbencher to come to their side, which I feel like isn't gonna happen.
Yeah, but then I feel like if you're in such an uncertain position, you could just make a speech being like, that was weird, I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Good night, time for bed.
Yeah, exactly. She kind of left the door open a bit on possibilities, which was interesting. Yeah. But the door wasn't open for very long because midday on Sunday, she did concede the election and announced that Labour wouldn't be seeking to form a minority government. This is her third state election as leader of the Labour Party in Tasmania. Her third loss as the leader of the Labour Party. Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised that she didn't last.
It's really interesting because according to party rules, the leadership position is automatically vacated in the event of, like, a lost election. So they brought her back into the leadership position multiple times.
I mean, maybe it's a name recognition thing.
But is it working? Is third time's the charm? Maybe that's what they were going for.
How many times did John Pesutto lose before he won?
Friend of the show, John Pesutto. That's a good point. But yeah.
Anyway, I'm not trying to be,
Listen back to our very good interview with him last year. It was really good. John, if you want to come back on, feel free. Give us an email.
Feel free.
Yeah, not trying to be devil's advocate, but like.
Yeah, no, but I get what you're saying. Absolutely. Yeah. But, so yeah, it's vacated now. A new leader will be elected for the Tassie Labour Party a bit further down the track when Parliament is. It could definitely still be her, but she hasn't sort of said whether she'll be going back up or not, whether she'll be trying again. Many are predicting she won't, which I feel like even if you do fourth time, might not have a whole lot of luck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's kind of tricky because, you know, you often have people running 2-3 times in a seat because they want to get their name out there and they want to, you know, there's no way that you're going to kind of gain recognition within potentially a 6-week campaign.
Like, definitely.
You know, they can be very short. So, but yes, 4 times is a lot.
4 times is a lot.
But she's a parliamentarian, like she's in parliament. In Tassie?
I believe so. I don't know if she's actually has her seat back. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
But she did. She was before. It's not like
she was before.
She's not like the president of the party. No. Okay.
No.
Yeah. So she had some level of recognition.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe it was. Yeah. Not so much her. I don't know.
Yeah. But either way, she lost for a third time. Sucks to suck. But sucks to suck. But look, it is
roasted
what it is.
By so, Freddie.
Yeah. A bit of a chaotic election. It's not even over yet. They've only counted 86% of the votes.
Really?
This could go Thursday. Yeah, I know. So, this is where we get into like what's happening.
How many people
right
live
now.
In Tasmania?
That's it. So, because of Tassie's like really bizarre voting system, they also had a record amount of candidates for this election. They had 167. Yeah. So, okay. 167.
I don't get to number 1 to 167.
No, you don't, unfortunately. But make sure you're in one of the districts that has the 36.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's happening now? Because the votes aren't finished. So, 18 seats are required to form government. Liberals at the moment have 13. Labour have 10.
Wow, they're all a long way off.
Yeah, they are. Greens have 4. Independents 2. Lambie have 2. None for the other party. 4 of the seats are still up in the air.
Wait, what's the other party?
None of the other minor parties.
Oh,
like the little goofy ones.
Like One Nation and stuff. And the Shooters Farms.
Yeah. Animal Justice is quite big over there, but they haven't got a seat.
Okay.
So the Liberals are estimated to win between 14 and 16. 16 is like very hopeful, while Lambie is predicted to win one more, bringing her to 3. Huge for basically a new party in a state election, even though, you know, there's a lot of recognition there.
Yeah, I mean, she's the senator for Tasmania, so it's like kind of semi-new.
Labour could potentially win one more, but that's really, really hopeful. A lot of people are predicting that's not going to happen. But basically the consensus is it's a minority government. Well, it is a minority government for the Liberals. Rockliffe says he's already on the phone to people likely to sit on the crossbench, but he has completely ruled out negotiating with the Greens. Not happening.
Of course he has.
Not happening. Not interested.
See, that's interesting because, you know, the Nationals in federal parliament are talking about teaming up. Well, I mean, I don't think they're saying the words
teaming
up
is
with
a bit
the Greens,
strong,
but,
yeah.
you know, on the supermarket duopoly.
They've got some common interests there. Exactly. Which is really interesting. I feel like I never would have expected that on my 2024 bingo card.
We should have made those.
Oh, no,
It's not too late.
Okay,
actually, we're doing that.
Okay, great.
We'll stick them on the wall.
Speaking of the crossbench, two of the main reasons that this election got called, Lara Alexander and John Tucker, won't be part of that crossbench because neither of them won their seats back.
I am actually not surprised at that.
Neither am I, but why aren't you surprised about it?
Well, because if they've just been kind of making mischief and mucking stuff up in the government, people get sick of that, I reckon.
Because
I get sick of that. I'm like, come on, give me a break.
They've kind of just caused an early election for nothing and they've come out worse off for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Would they have been better off just sticking with the Liberal? Not as in staying within the Liberal Party, but guaranteeing supply to the Liberals? Should they have done that on hindsight? Maybe to them they should have.
Yeah, I mean, they're out of a job. But, like, also it's a lot of expense to the state to run an election.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, it's... Yeah, I reckon there'd be a fair amount of... What's the opposite of goodwill?
Negative perception, I guess?
Yeah.
Bad sentiment?
Bad vibes to them from the Tasmanian people.
This is interesting. They've just started counting again. the votes.
Just now.
Recounting or continuing counting?
No, still counting.
It's
because
10 to 5.
On Sunday, at the end of Sunday, they pause counting in Tasmania. And then just pick it up a bit later for some reason. So they've just started recounting.
On the end of Sunday.
At the end of Sunday.
And they haven't counted until now.
Basically, yeah. So
why now? Like, why 10 to 5?
I tried to find out when, because I was writing
people
this...
People in Tasmania are nocturnal.
I was writing this earlier in the week. I tried to find out when they were going to start counting again, but apparently it's just whenever they feel like it. Because I couldn't find anything. When I was writing this, they counted 83.5% of the votes. I guess maybe they've been counting a bit longer than just now, because now they've counted 87.5.
Oh, so like 4 more people?
Yeah, nothing has changed in terms of the seats.
Yeah.
So they've just started counting again. Because of the newly expanded parliament, the record of 167 candidates and Tasmania's goofy ballots and the Easter public holiday.
Yeah.
The makeup of parliament might not actually be finalised until mid-April.
Wow.
Yeah. And because they still have to recount as well.
Of course.
And it could take even longer than that to find out which crossbenchers will actually join forces with the Liberals to form a minority government. So we could be in this for the long haul.
So do they have sitting dates set?
I don't believe so.
Are they, like, thrown out when there's an election?
That's a good question. I feel like, Naya, is that what you're looking up? I don't know. I feel like they would just be thrown out because they'd know that this could take, like, over a month, apparently. Not over a month, but,
that's
you know.
That's crazy. Because surely they should have a deadline, because otherwise the crossbenchers can just be like,
Oh,
I don't want to negotiate with you because you don't believe in the...
Not having an AFL stadium.
Possum glider conservation or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
the sparkly possum glider.
The sparkly possum glider.
I've just invented it. I made it up, Raya.
Oh, no, I'm just making note of it.
Oh, God, okay.
So, yeah, that's the Tassie
election.
Maybe
we should get T-shirts with the sparkly possum glider.
Directed by the sparkly possum glider. So, yeah, that's the Tassie election. It's been, many are describing it as chaotic.
I would agree.
Which is,
and
I was talking about it in the song, and Bridie was like, how chaotic can it be? Or something like that. She was doubting me. Were you satisfied?
Doubting you. I just didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, there we go. But were you satisfied?
Yeah, I'm satisfied. Yeah. That was crazy.
My highlight is definitely Jeremy Rockliffe giving a victory speech.
Yeah, that's cool.
When he was so far off winning. That is so funny to me. It's like, I'm going to do that from now on with everything I do.
Yeah, you should just be like, I'm the EP of represent.
No, I don't want to overthrow Naya. I would never overthrow you, Naya. Bridie, on the other hand, maybe if this was last year, I would.
Nah. Yeah. You'd overthrow me. That's fine.
That's okay. Yeah. When I start applying to journalism jobs, I'm going to send in my application and then 20 minutes later just walk into the office and be like, I declare myself hired.
I think that's a great idea.
So, yeah, there we go. That's the Tassie election. We're in it for the long haul. It's not over yet, apparently. And we'll see what happens. It's really interesting. They're counting. They're doing it. 87.5%. Still a long time to go. So get excited and we'll revisit it in mid-April.
I'm going to have to go back through because we definitely made bets, but I think it was last year.
We made predictions, not bets.
Predictions.
We would never.
Gambling bad.
We made predictions about the Tassie election.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to dig those out. I don't know what they were. I think they were the first episode of this year.
Or maybe the last of last year.
Oh, yeah, could have been. Or both.
True.
Anyway.
Probably. Yeah. But yeah, Tassie election.
Tassie election.
Good times.
Can we play a song about Tasmania or something?
Definitely play a song. Well, like I said, people in Tasmania are nocturnal, and the next two songs are Moon Boy by Juno and Cosmic by Amber Mark.
I definitely planned
that. You're listening to Sin.
This is your news. I'm Declan Evans from the newsroom. Chris Minns marks 1 year this week as New South Wales Premier, sparking discussions about election promises that have been kept and broken. Australia's housing crisis has become a political battle that could have major implications for the next federal election. The United States election is a major influence on Australian politics as a potential for a second Trump term looms. We will hear more throughout the year from Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, who has just returned from her honeymoon. Sally Cupp is stepping down as Mayor of Melbourne and will not contest the next election in October after 6 years in her position, taking the state through COVID-19.
I've absolutely loved being the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. It's an honour and a privilege.
Jeremy Rockliffe has been elected for another term as Tasmania's Premier. Tasmania continues to be the only state with a Liberal Premier. New NDIS task force to investigate providers overcharging disability participants. Kate Middleton released a video revealing her cancer diagnosis and has received an outpouring amount of support from the public. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill has accused the opposition of playing politics but repeatedly dodged questions about the urgency of the government's deportation bill during a heated press conference.
Welcome back to Represent. You're listening to Sin. We just finished talking about the Tasmanian election that's still going, so I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week again.
I won't be here next week, so
Freddie won't be talking about it.
Oh, no. What are you doing next week?
Actually, I don't know.
I'm overseas.
What? Really?
Yeah, where? I'm going.
Where?
Going to Vietnam for a week.
That's sick. I didn't know
How
that.
How did you not even say, tell us?
I feel like I mentioned it.
Yeah, you did. Or at least we talked about
it. I think we talked about it last night. Maybe.
But I knew you were overseas because you've had 2 weeks off of work because you gave them...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we've talked about it before. Maybe I just haven't told you guys. Sorry, Brady. Sorry, Declan.
This is the solo.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, well.
Wow, that's exciting. My mum really wants to go to Vietnam. I would love to go to Vietnam.
No, it should
Represent
be good.
Goes to Vietnam.
No, you have to vlog every day for us so that we can see.
Welcome back
to
the Represent vlog.
This is what I'm eating. It is this, and it is really good. It's all the food. I really have a thing about seeing food that other people get to eat that I don't.
I'll send heaps of photos to you guys.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, I won't be here next week, but I'll listen in.
Okay. Yeah, from Vietnam.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's the time difference?
4 hours behind.
Oh, that's fine.
So yeah,
It'll be 1 o'clock.
It will be 1 o'clock.
Oh, what a lovely time. We should start broadcasting at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we should.
Lunchtime.
I know, because I got school.
Because
so.
You can listen to Represent wherever you are on the Community Radio Plus app that Sin's on.
I think I've got that.
And Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Well, but shall we talk about where you won't be able to get your
political
news?
Content.
Yes.
Yeah, Your ever so slightly political content.
Yeah, well, actually, we're going to go to that after.
Because we're doing Facebook first. Sorry.
It's okay. So I feel like I've gone back in time when we're talking about this. I'm back in 2021 when Facebook is saying, we're not going to pay for news anymore. Except now it's Meta, and now they're actually saying it, and it kind of sounds like it might actually happen this time.
Yeah.
So it's been a month since they first announced they weren't going to, they being Meta, not going to renew any multi-million dollar contracts with news organisations in Australia. ABC, News Corp, blah, blah, blah. There are more that are not coming to mind right
Nine,
now.
Nine, seven,
Sin, probably.
Ten.
Yeah, those.
SBS.
SBS.
ABC.
Is that ABC?
Nine, seven.
Deja vu.
So, and ABC. I feel like it was in the news for a day, and then everyone was like, okay. And now it's kind of coming back because it's a bit of a thing. The government kind of doesn't seem to know what to do. They are sort of trying to designate Meta under the News Media Bargaining Code, which was the legislation that was introduced in 2021. So that would mean that Meta would be required to negotiate or be fined 10% of its Australian revenue. So the issue is whether that actually happens, whether they get designated. And considering their lobbying power, I would say maybe it's a little bit unlikely. When this happened in 2021, we had a 16-news ban blackout. Some people call it a blackout. It wasn't really a blackout. But there was just no news on Facebook for 6 days.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or the humanity.
Were you on Facebook then? Very much.
No, I just remember just going just through, unsigned in and saying, oh, there's no news.
Well, I remember when that happened on ABC News Breakfast. The first morning it hit, like, basically every 20 seconds, they were like, you can't find us on Facebook. Download the ABC News app and find
ABC
us there.
Listen.
Get our news unfiltered. They weren't saying that. But
they
but, like, it was a huge deal. They were
so
real. Like, everyone was really drilling into it.
Yeah, it was quite a big thing. But it doesn't seem... Well, it seems like that's going to be the reality from now on. So there was a professor of communications and media at QUT who said that Meta is likely to stick with this ban now. It's what they've done in Canada a few months ago, at the end of last year. So he kind of said it's pretty unlikely that they're going to negotiate because, you know, this is a lot of money that they've got kind of going with these news organisations and, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is not famous for letting money get away from him.
He's not really a philanthropist, is he?
No.
There was a really interesting article where it was leaked, like Channel 10, their specific deal, the figures got leaked.
True,
and it was really interesting. It's probably not something to bother going over on air because it's numbers, but it's an interesting read.
Yeah, right. So the chair of the Digital Publishers Alliance, which is a group of 100 or more than 100 smaller publishers like Broadsheet and things like that, they said that also that Meta is likely to do what it's doing in Canada. And they also said this is going to disproportionately affect smaller publishers who are going to suffer from the significant lack of readership that, you know, social media would have provided. That sentence did not make sense, I don't think. But
no,
okay.
I got it. The smaller publishers who rely on social media, they're kind of getting cut off a bit. Because there's one, like, the Daily Oz is, like, a big one with young people. They're entirely on Meta platforms.
Yeah,
and their newsletter.
Yeah, and, like, I get a lot of Broadsheet suggested to me.
Oh, yeah, same.
Which I don't seek out, but, like, I read it. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this, it's meant to, they're meant to be calling for a must-carry law, which means that Meta must carry news. Sorry, I've written very unclear notes here, and I don't know. Okay, the Alliance is calling for a must-carry law. I just wrote it. I'm like, is that Meta? Is that... Anyway, so they want a must-carry law. They would require news to be published on the platform. Now, that kind of sounds like different to having to negotiate a deal with these news companies, you know, if they're forcing them to do that. That's a bit, I'm not quite sure what that would imply with the payment side of things. News Corp, their Australian head, has agreed with this. So, you know, it's got some heft behind it. And the major parties have all come out against Meta in this situation. Or maybe for the news companies, better way to phrase that. Saying that they should be complying and, you know, kind of that they have a responsibility to comply. Meta has come back saying it shouldn't have to solve the issues that are facing news media and that people don't go to Facebook for news content, which is just kind of rubbish because people do go to Facebook for news content.
I feel like especially the older demographic, they don't know how to get to news.abc.net.au. They go to Facebook because it's all there. It aggregates it all.
Exactly. And you can just click and it's right there. You don't have to search for anything. You know, sometimes the ABC website, it's just like, what the hell are you giving me?
I'm sorry, ABC tech team, but your search function doesn't work.
No, it's really bad.
When I research things, like, for this show, and I'm trying to find a specific article, like, I can't find it.
Like,
but
Google works better.
Yeah, Google. You just, like, type in, like, the keywords and ABC News at the end, and it'll find it.
Mm.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever you think about Facebook, there are a lot of people who do rely on it for news, and, you know, this is kind of letting them down to an extent. Another Meta company, well, Meta, has also come into the news for Instagram. So this week, Instagram introduced a change that automatically opts its users out of having political content recommended to them. So what that means is, like, you can follow a political content creator, quote unquote, and it will still get in your feed. But if you don't follow, like, Instagram gives you a lot of suggested posts. As anyone who's on it knows, there's always posts that you don't follow. It won't suggest any political related posts. One of the biggest issues is their definition of political content, which they say is, quote, likely to mention governments, elections, or social topics that affect a group of people and or society at large, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
So, Naya, I saw you raise your hand.
Oh, no, 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 I moved my mic.
I was like, wow, you've got
she
a question.
She did raise her hand.
Yes, okay, never mind.
I do not have a question yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's a kind of crazy definition because that's just, like, everything.
That is ridiculously broad.
Exactly. So, really, this has been slammed as harming free speech for obvious reasons. It basically gives Instagram / Meta the power to kind of designate something as political or not political if they don't like it. The professor from QUT, whose name is Axel Bruns, said that this sort of setting would help them argue their case in court if the news media bargaining code situation ends up in court. If they reduce the news content that's suggested to you, then they have less of an argument for having to share the revenue of these news sites. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
It's like, a very wordy it's basically statement. Them yeah. trying to, like, help their own case.
They just want to get paid.
Yeah. Yeah. They just want to get paid. But, like, if they get, you know, if they push less news, then they can say, oh, well, we're taking our news off the platform because no one sees it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, this professor also says it's very concerning. And that, you know, this can kind of mean that people are going to be disenfranchised from full political participation if they're not, you know, a lot of people in our generation go to Instagram and TikTok for their news. Obviously, TikTok is not included in this, but, you know, if you're not getting pushed things, you will probably miss out on issues that are happening in the world and stuff that other people would be aware of if they had sorted out themselves. So, you know, they just would not have this awareness necessarily.
And I feel like a lot of, like, you know, like, grassroots political movements get their start through like Facebook groups and Instagram accounts. So that's also being harmed quite greatly because, of course, their stuff would just be suppressed.
Yeah, exactly. So this is, I think, the biggest issue with this is they've done it automatically and they have not told us, or us being anyone.
Not happy.
They posted on a blog, apparently. That was their announcement.
That no one reads.
Yeah, no.
It's probably suppressed for political content on their own platform.
Yeah, so you can go in and you have to go in and, like, go to your settings and then go to this particular thing and then change it there manually. You know,
it's dug
not
deep.
It's not easy to find.
Yeah.
I did it yesterday and I was like, wow, this is so convoluted. They
I
really
did it a few days ago.
Don't want it.
And, like, it's dug really deep in there. I'm going to try to find it.
Yeah.
Again, settings and privacy.
Yeah, but they've automatically opted you out of seeing it.
Which is ridiculous.
An interesting, slightly different case study, but what I was just telling Freddie about, Jamila Jamil, the actor from The Good Place, she played Tahani in The Good Place.
Yes.
She posts a lot about body positivity. She runs this I Weigh movement. She posts a lot about Palestine and lots of other political things. And she posted a few days ago that her viewership was way down. Her engagement was way down. Like, she was like, oh, I'm being shadow banned. And, you know, that's kind of something that gets thrown around a lot on Instagram. People are like,
oh,
I'm being shadow banned because people aren't liking my posts. Mm-hmm. But then people were messaging her and she was reposting, like, putting on her story the messages that they were sending her. And they were saying, Instagram has muted you. I haven't muted you, but when I go in, you're muted. So it's not suggesting me your posts. Someone sent, like, a screen recording of going into her account, unmuting her, going out, reloading, and going back in, and it had muted her again. So it's just really interesting. And then, obviously, after she's posting this, the next day, I'm getting all of her posts first up on my feed. It's like, okay, you know, something's cottoned on here. It was just really an interesting little situation where it's really Instagram is the one with all the power in this situation. There's no way for the users to kind of get any autonomy. You're
especially
dictated
because
by
Instagram didn't tell anyone that this was a thing. Like, I only found out because a friend posted something on their story that someone else put up because they discovered it. Yeah.
Same. So it's just really, like, very secretive and I think, yeah, it'll become an issue.
I think, yeah, I think it's a bit...
I mean, they've got a lot of backlash for it.
Oh, definitely.
So, as they should. But
it should not be like an automatically...
No.
We're going to opt you out of political content.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes a lot more sense to, like, present that, like, when you open the app, like I was saying in the song, and be like, yo, like, this is a new feature we've got. Do you still want to see political content?
Yeah.
Or even, like, you know, have everyone, like, opted into it and tell them, like, hey, this is an option now. Go do it if you don't want political... Like, it's just, like, silly. Like, why... Like, don't make the choice for us.
Exactly.
It's silly. It's really silly. And it just shows, again, how untrustworthy these platforms are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not a fan.
No.
Meta's in the bad books right now.
Yeah.
That's
so true. They better keep suggesting Sin Represents Instagram.
Yeah. That we have definitely posted on.
Yeah.
Sin Represent on Instagram and Twitter and Threads.
Oh, yeah, true. They've done it on Threads too. The Instagram stuff is applicable to Threads as well.
X,
I just don't use Threads.
Not Twitter.
Okay, Elon Musk. Jesus. All right, Elon.
All right, well.
I still want to buy one of those phones that's still got the original Twitter app.
From last year? Where they cost like five, a number that is a very big price tag on online auction sites.
Yeah.
Which no one should be spending that much money on a phone that...
Yeah, that's irresponsible.
Stupid. If you do it, why?
Yeah.
Let us know on the socials if you bought a phone that has,
still has the blue
Twitter
bird. Just call it Twitter, like everyone else.
It
no
is
one
Twitter.
Calls it X.
I think our run sheets all say Twitter /X.
Yeah, I think I had to change that because I kept just saying Twitter.
Oh, it is Twitter.
It's always going to be Twitter.
In your
you can
heart.
Never
it still
take
says
the bird
tweet,
away
tweet.
From me.
Mm. It's twitter.com, sure. I think.
Tweet, tweet. It is.
Or maybe, I think I read they changed that.
Well, whilst Bridie searches that, we're going to go to...
Oh, it's still twitter.com.
Speaking of technology...
Is it still twitter.com? That's so funny.
Speaking of technology, we're going to go to a song called Computer Future Part 1 by Velociraptor. You're listening to Sin. We're back. This is Represent. Which
Why
microphone
do you have
does
four
not
mics on?
I just thought I'll deal with it once we're on
that's
air.
Fair enough.
Because I mean, no one's going to talk in unless Bridie. You want two mics? Oh
Actually,
no!
I do. Is it
double the
like,
Bridie?
Demolish the airwaves. How is it? Is it working?
It's fine. It's
I feel
not
like
doing
it
anything.
Might just be a bit weird.
Yeah.
This
I don't
is
know.
The honest
that.
Self. All right. Yes.
Make sure you've got the right
we
mic
have,
switched
like,
off as well.
7 minutes.
True. Maybe she's just muted me.
I need to work out which ones they are so that I can really subtly mute people.
Well, they're labeled, so that usually
happens. Yeah, but they're not in order.
No, that's true. They aren't in order on the switch.
These are,
but they're not in order that I think they should be. I feel like it should go 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway, again, things that people who are listening cannot see.
Do you reckon Kate Middleton's listening?
Yes, well, she's got to do something with her time.
Yeah, spare time.
Yeah.
What's the time in the UK? I don't know. Are they 12 hours behind us? No, that's too perfect. Okay, anyway, I'm sure everyone's heard the news because I heard the news, but
it's
I'm more interested once I've done this very, very quick.
Good morning, London.
when I did a very quick recap in case either of you missed this, which I highly
I did
imagine.
Not miss this.
No. But, you know, our listeners might have missed this. My questions are, I'm more interested in hearing what you think. So on Monday, Princess Kate put an announcement on hers and William's shared social media pages. After a significant period of silence, which had seen conspiracies run absolutely wild on social media, and I can't say I was not entertained by some of them. Some of them were quite creative, not necessarily the conspiracy theories, but the ways people would be like, they do fake interviews with William and they'd put... What is it with putting a towel on your head to pretend to be a woman?
It's just like a...
What
do you mean? It's just ironic.
What else would you
It's just like a TikTok thing.
Well, anyway, that I found that quite entertaining, especially from British people. I like British humour. And her announcement regarded her planned abdominal surgery, which we'd heard about, but there'd also been sort of people coming out and saying, oh, well, you know, did their staff know? Because, you know, it was planned, but people didn't hear about it until days before. All of this stuff, it was running wild, and I think it got worse and worse and worse, and then we had that... edited photo, and it just took another level because they've always got conspiracy theories surrounding them.
Yes.
Like, where did the lizard one go? Is that always governments, not royal family?
That's always
that's Mark Zuckerberg,
that's just
isn't it?
The Illuminati, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I remember growing up with government people, they're lizards. I don't know why. Anyway, she said the surgery was successful, but tests after the operation found cancer had been present. She's now doing a course of preventative chemotherapy to prevent any regrowth. And it's just begun. It was a huge shock, as I'm sure it is. And she said, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal. And this is the bit that I want to talk about. I'm not criticizing what she said here. So she said, we hope you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment. Yes, of course, obviously. But my question is, and it was Mum's suggestion that... would Australians have handled, and like say the royal family was Australian, would they have handled the announcement differently, that perhaps we would have been more upfront initially because presumably they've known this for months, and thus the nosiness would have been kept to a minimum? Because things like, say, Australians knew Olivia Newton-John was sick and they knew she probably didn't have heaps and heaps of time left before she passed away. But there was no nosiness. There was no digging about. But people knew and people were informed of things like this. And so this is my... It's sort of two-pronged. One is, would we handle it differently? And two, if they had announced it when it had come about, would people have handled it differently? Or would it still have been conspiracy?
I mean,
it wouldn't be. But.
I agree that you said it. There's always conspiracies to a degree. I think... they didn't expect Charles announcing it to go so well.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think announcing two at once, which they wouldn't have done, right, because they announced the surgery and Charles's cancer at the same time.
Yeah.
The surgery,
yeah.
They didn't... they said it was non-cancerous, so obviously they didn't know, because, like, you can't really...
no,
lie.
Not at the time, yeah.
So there wouldn't have been as much frenzy about it, I think, if they'd said, like,
yeah,
or something... you know, something unexpected came up.
Yeah, because when we were getting that, like, she's now going to be out for, like, was it four or five months?
Well, no, they always had said she'll be out until Easter.
Yeah, then when they did the extension of that, they said she will now... she then cancelled... I don't know if it was an official notification from
no,
the palace
or...
no, it
was William didn't go to something.
Yeah, and
didn't
and then
go to,
she...
it was, like, Godfather's funeral
yes,
or something?
Yes, and then... and she cancelled...
the year anniversary.
She cancelled an engagement in June. And all engagements up till June or July.
Mm.
Yeah, and so people went, oh, sorry, what?
I mean, yeah. I think there's... sorry.
I was going to say, the photo as well.
Oh, I
the
think
photoshopped
just took it to a whole new
photo.
Level.
Like, I feel like everything, like, outside of, like, you know, British tabloid media was quite respectful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that photo, that really broke the whole, like, conspiratorial aspect into the mainstream, and I think that was, yeah, like, a really silly thing.
I feel like until the photo, though, there was some pretty nasty stuff online, like on social media.
But
that's American.
Like, you know, that's like social media, and like that's like its own like little corner of social media.
Yeah.
Then when the photo came out, I feel like it really broke into the mainstream.
Yes, it did,
we were all talking.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly didn't know like anything about it until the photo.
The photo was bad, but also there's so many people who would edit their family photos for, you know, having a kid smiling.
But also, like, this
but
is completely
not
different.
Not everyone is the royal family.
Yeah, and it's like, what was the idea? She wasn't even in the photo? Like, I think that's
we like don't a know exactly what it was. Years ago or
yeah,
something.
Where it's like, you know, you're releasing this as like, and also the photo was released with the intention of being like, look,
yeah,
she's okay. Happy British Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And then it's like, she's not even in the photo. And it's,
well,
doctors.
But that wasn't right though, right? Like, that wasn't one of the things she was alleged to have edited.
The photo from...
the her in the photo.
Oh, no, like the her in the photo is like... wait, what do you mean?
Like, she wasn't edited into the photo. That wasn't
that's
one
what
of
I
the...
read, but
weren't,
I could also
weren't the
be
children
sorry.
Edited
no,
into an old photo of her?
Oh, maybe
no,
it's
I think
that.
I
oh,
saw it
wait,
like it
us.
Was overlaid with a photo from 2022 or something. And it was like, oh, she looks so similar. Like, maybe she's edited it. But that was just conspiracy. Like, the things that Reuters or Getty had said were just, like, the hand, the skirt.
Yeah.
It wasn't her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And, I mean, every family's had that one kid take one photo and then run off into the mud.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, like, you know, it's, like, silly because they retracted it immediately, basically,
yeah,
as soon as questions popped up.
You know,
like, that's ridiculous.
If you go on to the
like, come on.
Prince and Princess of Wales Instagram page, it actually now comes up like blurred as this image has been doctored.
Really?
Yeah,
because they... Yeah. It officially got retracted. And wow. We all know why. It's just such a bizarre move. I think it would have been handled a lot better if they didn't try and pull that, you know? I feel like that was a really huge breaking point for it to all go into a bit more of a frenzy.
Yeah, it was just a very bad PR decision.
Yeah, that it's bizarre. But
what's their Instagram account?
Prince and Princess of Wales.
Thanks.
But yeah, would we have handled it differently if it was just announced up front? I feel like once it was actually announced that they found the cancer, once it was announced publicly, everyone... I feel like it all became very respectful.
Exactly.
So like, I don't think it would have been handled like differently. We just wouldn't have had the frenzy that comes about when there's obviously something going on.
And I would have thought by now, of all people, the royal family would know that you can't just leave, especially for the British press to just run wild for that long. It'll just keep growing and growing. And I went straight to the comments, of course.
Instagram. I'm sure that would have been good.
There were more than 200,000, obviously, of them, but lots of public figures, you know, offering words of support. Heaps of people, especially public figures, telling people to leave them alone. And like you said, of course they're going to leave them alone now.
Yeah,
I mean, I think there's a lot of journalists who can be pretty embarrassed on the way they kind of, you know, blew everything up.
I actually went... Yeah. As soon as that was announced, I saw it like 3 or 4 hours after it had come out. I actually went onto TikTok because I had saved a couple of videos that I thought were creatively clever ways of depicting it and that weren't like mean or anything. But I actually went on to check that they hadn't been immediately pulled down by the creators who might have gone, "Ooh, I wonder if we should do that." Yeah. Anyway. They hadn't. I then saved them because I wanted to show them to someone, so I downloaded the video. But let me see. I'll make sure this is on silent because TikTok makes a lot of noise when you open it.
When I was just looking at, like, an article that would explain the doctoring, it had, an editor's note at the top where it was like, this was written before the diagnosis was made public, but we've kept it here anyway.
They're still there.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, I was just like... Handled so bizarrely.
So weird decisions.
It's just like, I think the PR team is going to get a bit of an overhaul after this because people have pried really far in. And of course, like, you know, like she has cancer. That's not...
I totally get her not wanting to tell anyone.
Especially with kids.
Absolutely.
Because that was my first. I was like, obviously you're not going to tell people, you don't want your kids to find out on social media. But... the rest of the stuff they could be finding out on social media that people are saying about their mother.
No, they think their mum's dead and they don't know.
Yeah,
that was like a real theory that was going around. Like, she was dead and they were just covering
been killed
it up.
By the royal family.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was all nuts. Like, totally nuts.
Yeah.
Just so much of it was so disrespectful. And I feel like it doesn't take a 20-person PR expert team to realise that that could have all been prevented by just being, by not. Well, but not one
just
by
being
not misleading.
A little bit more honest.
And mum
don't have to be fully disclosing anything.
Not even like by being honest, by not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my mum had guessed it day dot. She was like, as soon as someone first went, "Oh, she's been out for a while," mum was like, "Yep, her abdominal surgery was probably ABC. And I bet they found cancer afterwards."
Oh, right.
Because most people would probably assume if you're being that silent.
It's something
that
serious.
Only takes
it's
one person on social media thing. To go, oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of social media, next week I'll do it better.
No, wait. You had more. Your Australian thing.
The Australian thing.
I mean, I feel like there's no one in Australia that's at that level like
the Daily
unhumanness.
Mail.
No, I mean people-wise.
Oh, okay.
Like, because obviously we can go, Kate's a person, but she's in the royal family. Yeah. They are not real people in this country.
They're lizards, as I said earlier.
Yeah. We're starting conspiracy theories.
Yeah. They're like these kind of imaginary, almost not person. I mean, their whole thing, right? They've been chosen by God, like... You know, that's the whole premise of the royal family, that, you know, the head of whatever, right? There's no one like that in Australia.
That's true.
There is not. So, you
Peter
know,
Hitchner.
Shut up. If Robert Irwin got cancer.
If Robert Irwin.
Oh, don't say such
I
things.
I know, we'd be devastated. Yeah. But, like, people see him as a person, not, like, as no. a princess.
Yes. Yeah. No, no, he is a princess.
As of last night, I'm actually an expert in anagrams, and I've just been on, I've just been solving an anagram, and if you check out, like, Kate Middleton's name, it actually translates to lizard person, so...
Really? No, it does not.
I'm confirming it no, right it here, guys.
There's no... That's like so many
letters. That's like when you thought my joke about the Nationals, where they were ruling over two countries, Australia and Tasmania, and you were like, is that real? Are you serious? You thought I was telling the truth.
Oh, that was
half of what I
tragic.
Say on here is like rubbish, unless it's like half. Actual news. Half. Are you saying it should? It's more or less?
More.
Of course you would. Of course. What is that? My headphones, apparently. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you,
going
my
to put
music
an end to the chaos. all the normal stuff. You can listen to this and all the episodes that I have edited. And then soon
doctored,
the other
actually.
Ones that
doctored.
I have, that I haven't, very soon on wherever you get your podcasts, Omni, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the other one, what's it called?
Community Radio.
That's,
Community
but you can't Radio get
Plus.
It. You can't
you can
get
live
it back.
Stream us on that app on your phone.
Next week, Thursday, 4 till 6. And we have 2 more weeks left of this season. Then you don't have to put up with us in your drive time segment for a week.
You won't be putting up with me next week. I'm not here. See you in 2 weeks.
Hooray.
Hey.
Oh, it's back to, was it the first week you were, wait.
Yeah.
You weren't here
like
the first week, but Bridie was here.
It's a while.
And we will do our What's On in the World next week.
Oh,
I consciously forgot about that.
I'll record my segment.
Was
and I'll send
I Albania
it over.
Or Romania?
Could you do Vietnam?
I can if yeah. I'll pick yep. up a newspaper and do that.
That'll be perfect.
Won't they be in Vietnamese?
I hope not. We'll find. We'll find out next
you
week.
You can learn Vietnamese.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember to
stay political.
You've been listening to a Sin Media podcast, where young people run the show.